We now move on to the news from Crowborough and Uckfield, generously sponsored by Cranwell Wealth Solutions.
A daring wing walk has proved an 82-year-old grandmother was telling the truth when she said, "Age is just a number." Having laid plans in the spring, Sarah Hill from Uckfield has now completed her act of almost insane bravery to raise much-needed funds for the Ringmer-based Raystead Centre for Animal Welfare. The thrilling adventure saw her standing upright and strapped to the top of a biplane, soaring through the skies. The aircraft took off from Headcorn Aerodrome in Kent. Sarah and the Stearman aircraft she rode with such courage were both built in 1942, which she took as a good omen. Sarah said the feat, where she went up and down, was almost perpendicular for nearly 20 minutes, was wonderful. Before taking to the skies, she said she could opt for a smooth ride or for the pilot to give it everything he's got. "I thought, I'm never going to do this again, so went for the full thing," she said. She smiled at the thought that everyone said she was absolutely mad. But she insisted it was terrific and not half as scary as she thought it would be. Anyone thinking of doing something like this should just go for it. Sarah was only able to communicate with the pilot via hand signals. Thumbs up if she wanted to continue, or down if she wished to stop. Sarah said she eventually asked the pilot to land as she started to feel unwell, saying her tummy reminded her why she doesn't go on the helter-skelter. In April this year, she told the Sussex Express she had to demonstrate she could climb to the upper wing of the biplane before she was allowed to take the challenge. And she insisted she was more than able to handle the flight, saying that over 80s were not usually allowed to do wing walks. She said she had jelly legs when she landed, but nabbed a chocolate bar from a friend and soon felt well again. And much to her delight, she has so far raised £2,400 for Raystead. She said it's not just about adrenaline, it's about making a real difference. Every pound donated goes towards food, shelter, veterinary treatment, and enrichment for the rescued animals. Sarah is mum to 4 children and has suffered from cancer in the past, but is now cancer-free. She loves adventure and has enjoyed a wide portfolio of different jobs, including working as Victor Lowndes' secretary at Playboy magazine and visiting the bowels of the Kremlin to deliver an invitation to former Soviet Prime Minister Nikita Khrushchev. She's worked in Thailand and was once a water ski instructor in Spain.
An Uckfield businessman says he was bewildered when Wealden District Council waved through 2 big energy-saving schemes while refusing to allow him to put solar panels on his office roof. Chris Lawson runs Lawson Commercial from an office in the granary, Cornford's Yard, at the top of the High Street. He explained how he had applied for permission to put solar panels on the roof. Although consent had been given over 10 years ago, restrictions placed on the panel siting meant permission could not be implemented. He decided to apply again 18 months ago, saying, "With the rise in electricity costs and the fact the building is all electric with an air source heat pump, I decided to apply again. The building is set 150 feet back from the High Street and only visible through a narrow alleyway." He went on, "With energy costs, it makes sense if you can invest in renewable energy generation to make our buildings more energy efficient and reduce CO2 emissions." The application was refused by both Wealden District Council and Uckfield Town Council. On appeal, a planning inspector supported the council's decision based on the impact on the character and appearance of the area and the settings of designated heritage assets. The inspector also considered the potential harm to archaeological remains, loss of designated land, highway safety, biodiversity, and noise. The schemes that have sparked Chris's anger are two proposals that were approved at Major's Planning Committee meeting on June the 19th. They were a battery energy storage system on a 24-hectare parcel of agricultural land at Sandhill Lane and a large solar power farm to generate electricity, rather than store it, at the Colburn Estate near Lawton. This week, he said, the council passed a scheme to erect a battery energy storage facility near Palehouse Common. They also cleared the way for a separate application to build a solar farm near Lawton. But when I applied to put solar panels on the roof of my office, a minuscule proposal in comparison, I was told they would be detrimental to the character, appearance, and significance of the listed building. The office is not even listed, but it is close to buildings that are. They said I couldn't show that there would be clear and lasting public benefits to outweigh the harm. That is nonsense, and the councillors are hypocrites. The business has traded in Uckfield for more than 35 years. He said, I think this refusal is daft in this current economic climate. We have a council which is dominated by the Green Party, who are supposed to favour efforts to save the planet. If you want to be green and put solar panels on your roof, don't bother in Uckfield, because you are not likely to get consent if you are in the conservation area.
Drivers along the A272 can now see colourful signs lining the road in and around Newark. Local residents are rallying to halt a proposed 250-house development, which, they say, will turn their historic rural village into an anonymous urban town. Campaign group Save Newark Village was launched at the Newark Food Fair in June 29, with more than 150 people pledging their support for the fight against the development on 85 acres of productive farmland and historic countryside. They say it will increase the village population by a third and add 300 more cars to the chaos of the already over-congested road. The village has welcomed and supported several recent and ongoing developments, which are already adding 148 houses and around 450 extra people to Newark. The group urges residents and others who use the village pubs, shops and facilities to go to savenewickvillage.com to find out how to submit objections to Lewis District Council, LDC. Newark Parish Council has already submitted its objections to the proposal. Parish Chair Councillor Brian Hodge said, the proposed development is totally unsustainable. There's up to a 6-week waiting list at our GP surgery. Local schools and colleges are turning pupils away, and the scheme will add even more pollution and sewage into the nearby River Ouse. The site is on the edge of a floodplain and adjacent to a sewage works, which regularly dumps into the river. Residents would be car dependent, causing more congestion, and walking into the village on narrow or non-existent footpaths would be extremely hazardous. With starting prices at around £700,000 for houses at its other recently built sites, claims of 40% affordable homes are laughable. The site was put forward for potential development under the Land Availability Assessment, LAA. Agents Parker Dan say the 2024 LAA report was prior to the publication of a new NPPF 2024. Those assessments were not carried out, bearing in mind the increased emphasis on delivering the government's commitment to deliver 1.5 million homes this Parliament. The agent says, to mitigate fears the character of Newick could change, the scheme would be designed to retain its rural feel. The highest parts of the land would be free of dwellings and the site itself divided into four different neighbourhoods.
Kevin Markwick, owner of the Uckfield Picture House, was interviewed on BBC Radio 4 describing a sliding doors moment that changed the trajectory of his life. He had veered from successful scriptwriter to cinema owner in a bid to honour his father's passionate attachment to the cinema that he had acquired in the early 1960s. He was speaking to presenter Antonia Quirk in the programme Causing a Scene, which described movies that seemed to capture a universal experience or feeling. She focused on ways that these scenes possibly influence the way we look at the world and the way we talk. The first in the series revealed how the title of the 1998 movie with Gwyneth Paltrow gave the world the phrase sliding doors. The movie's production designer, Maria Jurkovic, explained how life imitated art when she met a man on a tube train, just like the plot of Sliding Doors. And under the microscope was the plot of classic Sliding Doors movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Antonia talked to Kevin about why he thinks of himself as George Bailey, the man with a plan to leave his small town, memorably played by James Stewart. Kevin said his father had acquired the cinema in 1964. 30 years on, and he suffered a heart attack. He recovered and decided to go on holiday. Shortly afterwards, Kevin's phone rang. He said Dad had been in Las Vegas, and on the phone it was my mum. She said, "Your dad has died." Very quickly, I realised I had to keep this business going now that he's gone away. I'd had other aspirations at the time, and I had other plans. I'd been writing TV comedy and scripts, and was doing quite well. Me and my partner were selling sketches and sitcoms. And asked why he felt that he had to stay, he said, "I had a sense of responsibility for the family. My mum didn't work, and I had to support her. I couldn't just let this thing that he'd created go. It was his passion. How could I let that leave the family? I had to do it, really. Do I have regrets? Not really. I sometimes think of that moment. It could have gone this or that way. Am I that unusual? I don't think so." Now, as everyone in Uckfield knows, he piloted the picture house to the success it is today. Designed in a mock Tudor style by architect Walter Long and built in 1916, it originally served as a garrison theatre during World War I and became a cinema from August 1920. Now it is an award-winning independent cinema with three screens and its own restaurant opposite. It is part of a network which allows live theatre and opera to be screened from theatres, stadia and opera houses in London and around the UK. And that brings us to the end of the news for Crowborough and Uckfield.